The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Hello, I am Millie.
And I'm Bailey.
And I'm Frances.
And we are
the Musketeers
from Motueka High School.
You were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? If a tinker were my trade, would you still find me carrying the pots I made fall behind? Save my love through loneliness, save my love through sorrow. I give you my only grace, give me your tomorrow. If I work my hands in wood, at a mill wheel grinding, would you miss your color box? Oh, your soft shoe shining. Save my love through loneliness, save my love through sorrow.
And that was If I Were a Carpenter by Led Zeppelin's lead singer, Robert Plant.
Today I'm speaking with Mark Jones, chairman of the Men's Shed Motueka. Hello Mark, thanks for talking to me today.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, very well.
What is Men's Shed?
It's an organisation which we imported from Australia a good 15 or so years ago, and it gives men over sort of 65 when they retire a place to go and do things and contribute. One of the strong things that we do is monitor men's mental health and well-being, and men are able to come to the Men's Shed, of which we have 133 up and down the country, and produce things, make things for the community, make things for themselves, make things for or repair things when people come in and bring them to us, a whole number of stuff, all the while learning how to operate tools, power tools they may not have ever used before, bigger bench saws, woodworking stuff, metalwork stuff, whole range of things that we do.
How many members do you have?
We have 52 right at present.
And how did you get involved?
How did I get involved?
Yeah.
I got involved 5 years ago when I moved to Motueka from a little town called Kirwi in Canterbury. And I was in the same boat, about to retire. Unless a guy has got bowling club or maybe tennis club or something like that, there's not a whole lot that men tend to do. Women have a lot of other extracurricular activities like quilting or sewing or book clubs or whatever, but men don't tend to for whatever reason. So I was looking around for something to do, and somebody referred me to the Men's Shed, and I went down and had a look, and from that moment forward I was pretty much won over.
Currently in Motueka Men's Shed, what tradie members do you have, and are they mostly retired?
Yes. Well, I missed the first part of that question. Maybe
what tradie members do you have?
Oh, you mean guys like electricians or accountants or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay. Wide range of stuff. We tend to do and specialise about 50-60% in woodworking stuff. So we have a lot of forestry workers, a lot of carpenters, a joiner or two. We've also got an electrician, a couple of engineers, steel workers, but we also have accountants. I was a computer guy for home and small business. All the wide range of whatever people do.
How do you fund Men's Shed?
Very good question.
Thank you.
Funded by us. We get nothing from the government. We don't apply to get anything from the government. And one of the things we probably need to work to is an Australian example, which they do. They consider it picking up and paying for men's health and well-being at the top of the cliff rather than the ambulance at the bottom, which is more expensive. So they do get government granting. And one of the things that we will head towards, I'm sure, is the same thing. So at present, all we do to get funds is generate them ourselves. We create things, make things, and we sell them on our Facebook marketplace. We sell them at Trade Me and a website very soon, which is going up. And once a year we have an AMP show here in Mott. And we have a fairly extensive and large stand, which we sell a lot of the stuff we make, to give us the funds to operate and do the things we want to do.
Can any member of the public approach Men's Shed for help?
Yes, simple. We get a lot of requests through Facebook primarily, but sometimes Trade Me, saying, I have broken my chair on my lounge suite. Can you fix it? And simply we say, come and see us. We're open. Our Men's Shed is open Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 8:30 until 12 each of those days. And we accept when they walk in at face value. We have a look at the chair that they might bring in, and we'll usually give them some sort of indication on price that we believe it would cost to fix. But also, depending on their circumstances that we pick up on fairly quickly, sometimes we repair for nothing. Sometimes we take baking as payment. They'll bake us a cake and bring it in when they pick up their broken chair. So there's any number of means that we do get and receive payment.
And where does the Men's Shed base?
Where does it stay? Where is it based?
Where are you based?
Yeah. Okay, so in Motueka there's a little airport, and the airport is owned by the TDC, or Tasman District Council. At the back of the airport is a place called Marchwood Park, which is a camper ground for some permanents and some caravans and that sort of thing. In one corner of it, the AMP show has got buildings, and the buildings are used once a year for the day of the show, and so we have an area which we use the other 364 days, a clear out area which they use for their produce and photographs and displays, that sort of stuff. We move into one area, we compact our machinery and our usage. So we're very lucky to have a good relationship with the AMP. We do pay rent to them, but it's a very much mutual arrangement that we work on. We do some jobs for them for nothing, some we charge, but we love it here, and hopefully they love having us here.
What's the most peculiar thing that Minshead has been requested to do?
Okay. Most peculiar thing.
Or challenging.
We were asked to refresh and brighten a small little people mover, one of the old folks' little chairs that they drive around in, because one of the guys at the show who does broadcasting for this gives us tell you what's on where. Wanted to drive around in it, and we have done that. We pulled it back down, we re-welded broken brackets, we painted it again for him, got his flashing lights working and other things, and that's probably the most unusual thing we've done.
What other visible contributions has Minshead brought to Motueka?
Probably twofold. One, from a member's point of view, it's the perfect place to encourage, enlighten the members, the 52 of us that are there, both in physical terms and in mental terms. So that's for the community. We're all part of that community. And the second is how we treat and fix all sorts of problems. You know, a lady may come in to us saying, well, I've broken one of my mahjong boards, can you fix it for me? Yes, of course we can. And based on the cost to do that, we wouldn't charge for something as similar to that, as small. So the community tends to come with a bit of query and not sure if we do what they want. But a lot of the time we do, some of the time we charge, and some of the times we don't.
What are the challenges for Minshead at the moment?
Next one is space. We, with 52 members, need a fair amount of space to operate. And we're working hand in hand with our landlord. The AMP being our landlord and one of our closest suppliers, ITM Motueka, we are in the process of looking to expand our area, especially for smokos. 10 o'clock is a critical time at the men's shed. We stop everything that we're doing and everybody comes in, sits around a table, which is where our kitchen's we filled up our table, so we need some more space for people, and then we solve any problems in the men's shed that we've got and problems of the world. So that's a part of the grey matter.
Do local businesses support men's shed?
Yes, they do. One of the strongest things we have in the men's shed is the community that we represent, and the Motueka community board and the councillors asked us many years ago to create a Santa sleigh. We have done that and have refurbished that a couple of years ago to be a brand new one. And they give us permission to be the only Santa sleigh in the parade, and we are very happy and grateful for that. We get substantial discounts from the local timber merchants that we go to for product. If we need to go somewhere else, as in an engineering workshop or something, we will up front say, well, certainly we're happy to pay for it, but can we get a discount for the men's shed? And usually they would give us something. So, yes, they do support us.
Do you get many donations of baking?
We do, yes. In some cases, when we've looked at, for example, we've got a rocking chair in at the moment that we're refurbishing, and we said that the price would be nothing because we were sanding it and recoating it, but when the lady came to pick it up, she donated $50 to us for the effort and the materials that we used. So, yes, there's all sorts of different donations which we have to receipt as we get in.
How can the community help to keep Men's Shed going?
Just doing what they're doing, knowing what we are and where we are and the things that we do. Know that we would always ask them to come and show us what they need fixed, repaired, unbroken, whatever you want to call it. And we can do that, but we need to see it first. So really it's being aware in our community that the Men's Shed is there and we are able to fix things for them or make things for them. Sometimes they have a request for things to be made and we can do that.
Can women also become a part of Men's Shed?
No is the short answer, but we never discount it. We have a simple process to join, which is when you come along and show an interest, man or woman, we get you to come 5, 6, 7 times over the days. After a couple of weeks, I will say to whoever, well, how do you find things? And they'll say yes or no, I can't deal with this guy, it's not for me. Or if they say yes, it's all good, then we get them to fill out an application form. And with that application form, we take it to our committee and we ask the committee what's their thoughts on this person joining the Men's Shed. And at that point, a vote will carry them into Men's Shed or not. So we do that for male or female, but primarily, based on its name, it's men.
Is there a membership fee?
$30 is what we charge a year.
Is there a comparable organisation for women?
Is there a comparable organisation for women?
Yeah.
Not really sure. Probably not in the mechanics of our operation of metalwork and woodwork, but as I've said at the beginning, multiple different organisations for social needs or book clubs or quilting societies or sewing circles or whatever. So the mental side of things and the social side of things, yes, there's multiple different organisations for women that they can join.
Do you do courses for people?
Very rarely. We do on an ad hoc basis, one at a time. For example, over the winter months, we did through Mochawaka organisation host grandparents and a grandchild through a week, as in 3 days of our week. And they came and they made some small things like, what did they make? Letterboxes, bird feeders, little things like that, which gave the grandparents and the child some hands-on tools and some time together. We are looking at one for the Scouts next January, February. So we'll take each one on its own benefits.
Do you get asked to mentor youth?
Sometimes. We've done some work with the local college and produced some product for them. And at one stage there was thoughts
of them coming up to paint what we made for them. Didn't turn out in the end, they decided not to paint it. But we do at times, and we'll have them in here with us.
What are your ambitions for Menshed Motueka?
Simply to keep doing what we're doing and grow with the community as it grows, to encourage more men to invest their time and energy and keep their minds active and their hands busy and contributing to community work and their own work.
How can people contact the Men's Shed?
Number of ways, as I've touched on. Facebook pages is probably the best way for access to us. If they go to our page, which is just Men's Shed Motueka, they can click on links, have a look at what we do. We post regularly and show them the sort of things that's happening. Phone number is on there too, and if you give me a call, which is my number, then we do what we're doing now, show you a bit about what we do and get you down to have a look and see if it's the sort of thing you want to do.
Thank you for coming on.
That's fine, Francis. Good luck. All right. Bye-bye.
And this song is going to be dedicated to the Men's Shed, Wichita Linesman by Jimmy Webb.
But it don't look like a rain. If it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than I want you. And I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the
Thank you.
with that, my friend has a chaise longue that perhaps may need to be taken down to the men's shed. With that note, here's a song about it by Wet Leg, Chaise Longue, to take us out.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.